So, you have that live-action Snow White script for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh boy, time to tap into that hardcore Snow White audience. So at the beginning of the movie, we find out that Snow White's parents named her that because she was born in a snowstorm. Naming your kid after the weather conditions at their birth is a good strategy. That's why I named my son Mistifer. It's why I named my daughter Partly Claudia. Anyway, a couple years later, Snow White's mom dies.
Dies from what?
From being a parent in a Disney movie.
Oh, that'll get ya.
So then the king meets the evil queen and marries her.
Why would he marry someone named the Evil Queen?
Should have probably been a red flag, yeah.
Do you have anyone in mind to play her?
You know, just someone who can deliver her lines.
No deal!
Oh my god.
So then what happens?
Well, then the frickin' dad disappears and she seizes the throne.
Oh no.
Yeah, and stuff is dire in the kingdom under her rule. We're talking very muted colors and some dust.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It's worse than hell. So anyway, then Snow White grows up and her entire facial structure changes and she gets a little Lord Farquaad bob.
What?
And everyone assumes she's dead, but she's actually working as a maid inside the castle.
Why would she be presumed dead if she's been walking around the castle this whole time?
Unclear. But one day, this cute thief steals some potatoes, and he gets sentenced to death, so she goes to save him.
How does she manage that?
Well, he was just kind of tied to a fence with some loose rope, so she gives it a light tug and saves him.
Solving problems with a light tug is tight.
Okay.
So who's this dashing man? What's his dashing name?
Oh, you're gonna like this. Jonathan?
Eh.
Anyway, then the magic mirror tells the queen that Lord Farquaad is fairer than her, so she's like, well, she's gotta die now.
She wants Snow White dead? Why'd she keep her alive in the first place?
Unclear. So then the queen tells this huntsman to kill Snow White, but he sets her free into the forest.
Okay.
And that's when we're gonna see her iconic outfit.
I've got a coupon code for a site called Temu. Maybe we could get one off of there.
Yeah, that sounds good. So anyway, then she finds a house and does a little B&E and takes a nap.
Just straight into bed?
Sir, she's had a big day. She ran through trees, fell in water, and saw a bunch of CGI animals.
That's a good point. So then we're gonna meet the CGI dwarves, and oh boy, do they look like living corpses.
And what's their deal?
Well, they work in the mines.
For who?
Hey, shut up, and they have magic powers.
They do? Tell me about those.
I'd rather not. We're just gonna show them having glowing hands once and then never mention it again.
Fair enough.
And then we're gonna have them sing hi-ho.
Very polite. Promiscuous women deserve to be greeted, too.
What?
So then what happens?
Well, later, Snow White's gonna meet up with Jonathan again and his friends, the Seven Bandits.
Oh, we're meeting a whole other group of seven.
Yeah, one group of seven's not gonna be enough this time around. The fans are clamoring for more groups of seven.
Are they?
Yes.
Feels like it'll be tough for people to get attached to this many characters.
Actually, maybe. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't care, though.
Oh, okay.
So then they're gonna get attacked by the Queen's soldiers, and Jonathan's gonna jump in front of an arrow that was gonna hit Snow White.
Is he okay?
Yep.
All right.
So let's not talk about it again, ever.
That works for me.
Anyway, Jonathan takes off to look for Snow White's dad, because he might still be alive, and he gets captured.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he gets tossed in a freaking prison cell along with that huntsman guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he tries pulling on his chains to get free, but it's no use. He's stuck in there.
Well, sounds like it's gonna be impossible for him to break out of there.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, both him and the huntsman pull on the chains, and then that works, and they get free.
Had nobody ever tried that before?
Guess not.
And there aren't any guards around?
None.
Well, fantastic.
But now the evil queen knows that Snow White's still alive, so she disguises herself as an old woman and convinces her to eat a poison apple.
To kill her?
No, to make her sleep real hard, unless someone kisses her unconscious body with some real feelings behind it.
Why not try that arrow strategy again?
Because they tried that once and it didn't work, and by movie logic, they cannot try again.
I feel like it might eventually work, though, if you keep shooting arrows at her.
Impossible. So all the CGI animals see that the queen is doing this to Snow White, so they take off to warn the dwarves.
Why don't they warn Snow White if they're right there with her?
Hey, shut up again. So then the dwarves get back, but they're too late. Snow White is very much asleep.
Wow, I wonder if she'll wake up.
She will, because Jonathan's gonna plop his big wet lips on what he thinks is her dead corpse.
Very romantic.
So she wakes up, and now they gotta go confront this frickin' queen.
Yeah, they better. How are they gonna take her down?
Well, Snow White's got a trick up her sleeve. She reveals that she remembers the names and professions of the people that now work for the queen.
Okay.
So?
You know, that solves everything, and everyone turns against the queen.
Wow, well, thank God that worked, and that the queen didn't try that arrow thing again.
Well, it would have been no match for knowing that this one guard's name is Paul.
I guess not.
So then the queen destroys the magic mirror, which absorbs her into it, which is how it works now, I decided.
Great. So what do you think?
Hey, listen, you've described a movie.
You're darn right. In court, you wouldn't be able to argue otherwise.
And the movie you've described, well, who wouldn't want to watch that?
So, you have a new movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I'm thinking it's time for a new take on War of the Worlds.
Oh, that's a good idea. Some good sci-fi for people to pop on after a long day of being stuck on Zoom calls.
Yeah.
So what's this one gonna be like?
It's gonna be like being on a Zoom call for 90 minutes.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, the whole thing, and I mean the whole thing, is gonna look like you're looking at a computer screen.
That's so freaking immersive.
It's gonna be like you're right in the action, watching the action from a computer screen.
Exactly, and we're gonna see the main character react to alien footage through his webcam.
Wow, well, we're gonna need someone with some serious acting chops if the whole movie's gonna be a close-up of him reacting.
Ice Cube is good at frowning.
Well, that should work just fine.
Okay, so Ice Cube works at the Department of Homeland Security, and he's the guy who's in charge of looking at people through cameras and listening in on their phone calls.
So he, like, leads a team or something?
He seems to be completely alone in the DHS building.
Oh, okay.
And when we meet him, he's tracking his kids' every move and spying on them and reading their private conversations.
Yeah, this guy's kind of an invasive creep.
No, it's because he cares about his kids.
Huge invasion of privacy.
He also has a dead wife.
Well, now he's a sympathetic character. This is a good protagonist.
Thank you. So he hacks his daughter's fridge and then calls to yell at her for not eating enough protein.
Just a real good guy.
And his son downloads a video game to have some fun, and he hacks the computer and deletes it.
A hero among men.
Anyway, so later, as Ice Cube's trying to take down this hacker, the Disruptor, a bunch of meteors hit the planet.
Oh, did nobody see them coming?
Nope, because all the world's satellites were taken down a couple days earlier.
How?
Meteors.
What?
So humanity had no way of seeing this coming.
Well,
but then these freaking large machines come out of the meteors and start attacking people.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Ice Cube's gonna be like, whoa. Oh, my goodness.
As he watches footage.
As he watches footage, that's right. But then he wants to go help his daughter, who's injured, but he can't leave the room because the door is locked.
Dang.
So how is he supposed to get through a glass door and exit this room?
Impossible.
So he returns to his computer and hijacks a Tesla for her and self-drives it to the hospital.
Shouldn't he be helping with Homeland Security?
He's getting to that.
Okay.
So now he's got to do this super action-packed thing where he puts together a presentation for the president.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll see him taking screenshots from cameras and from the news and whatnot.
He's getting his information from the news?
Constantly, yeah. The news is reporting on things before he can even find them out. So he presents this to the president, and the president's like, yeah, we should shoot the aliens, probably.
Wow. Well, thank God Ice Cube gathered some screenshots on his computer
and organized them into neat columns.
Oh, heroic spreadsheets are tight.
But then we're gonna learn that the aliens are actually here to eat our data.
What does that mean?
Data is their food.
What does that mean?
They think our data's so freaking tasty, so they start eating all of it, and as Ice Cube's looking at his dead wife's Facebook page, they eat that and it disappears in real time.
Aliens eat Ice Cube's dead wife's Facebook page? How quickly can we put this movie into production?
And they start eating everybody's data, and the military's data, and the government's data.
Which means,
well, freaking passenger airplanes fall to their deaths.
The planes die.
That's what we're gonna write on screen, yeah. And then obviously all military equipment and planes stop working, and tanks, no more tanks.
Because the data was eaten by aliens.
Yeah, because how could a tank tank if it's data tank tank?
You're making a lot of sense, and I like that.
So then Ice Cube's gonna find out that his son is the hacker he was looking for.
How?
Well, he, like, undoes the hacker's voice modifier and realizes it's his kid.
He had never undone the voice modifier before, despite having that ability this entire time?
Correct, and it turns out his son knows that the government started this surveillance operation called Goliath that they knew would attract aliens.
Oh, they knew about the aliens' data diet.
They sure did, but they wanted to see inside people's Amazon carts real bad.
Understandable.
So then Ice Cube confronts the director of Homeland Security about it.
Is he gonna beat him up?
Well, no, he confronts him over Zoom. Remember, this is on a computer screen?
Right, well, that's just as exciting and cinematic.
You'd know it.
So then this freaking guy locks him out of the DHS system.
Whoa!
So he has no choice but to join his son's hacker squad and upload a YouTube video exposing the whole thing.
Oh, the aliens didn't eat YouTube yet?
No, they ate Facebook. They did not eat YouTube yet.
Well, fantastic.
But now the government wants to destroy Washington, D.C. so they could cover up the Goliath and protect it with rubble, which is actually inside Ice Cube's building.
How do they plan on bombing it?
With bomber planes.
I thought all the planes were down.
Hey, shut up. So now Ice Cube teams up with his son and his daughter to make a virus to take down the aliens.
Oh, his daughter too?
Yeah, she's a scientist and she made a cannibal virus that they're gonna combine with a computer virus and that's gonna kill the aliens.
Well, I have no further questions.
So Ice Cube needs to put this virus into the mainframe with a thumb drive, but he doesn't have one of those.
Oh man, gonna be tough for him to save the day now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, his daughter's boyfriend's an Amazon delivery guy, so Ice Cube puts an order in for a thumb drive on Amazon.com, so now the guy, he can fly a drone with the thumb drive over to Ice Cube.
The Amazon product placement might be a little too subtle. Can we kick that that up a bit?
Way ahead of you. At a certain point, the drone falls and they give a homeless guy a $1,000 Amazon gift card to go risk his life and flip it.
Perfect.
So now Ice Cube, who has finally figured out how to get past that pesky door, has to run to Goliath, and he encounters one of the alien tentacles and he kicks it and he's like, "Move, bitch, get out the way.
I am going to spend real money on making this into a real movie."
So then Ice Cube saves the day and he decides he's not gonna work for the government anymore. Instead, he's gonna keep an eye on them.
Wow, 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 wow.
And then he gets the most valuable reward of all.
Like a medal or something?
A tweet from Joe Rogan himself.
Whoa!
I know.
Damn, well, there's no way people won't love this one.
So, you have a new Captain America movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So the last time we saw Sam Wilson was in his Disney Plus show, and he solved everything by telling a senator to do better.
Oh yeah, that was so iconic, the way he was like, "You're not very good at your job." Is he gonna save the day with a speech to a politician in this one too?
Well, I don't wanna spoil it, but yeah, he totally is.
Oh my god, this is why people watch superhero projects.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So tell me about this thing.
Well, what if I told you that part of the plot revolves around mining rights?
I would scream.
Part of the plot revolves around mining rights.
Oh my god.
So what kind of mining rights?
Well, remember in the Eternals there was a giant celestial head that popped out of the earth and then we never spoke about it again?
Introducing concepts and characters and not referencing them again is part of the brand now.
Right, well I figure we start tying up some of these loose ends, so turns out the celestial head is full of adamantium.
That's the stuff Wolverine uses to stab people.
It is, so the president of the United States freaking wants a treaty about this stuff.
And who's the president?
Thaddeus Ross, remember him?
Yeah, kinda.
And also remember Dr. Samuel Stearns from The Incredible Hulk almost 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, we teased something about him back in the day, didn't we?
We did, and in this movie, we're gonna pay it off.
Let the tease ripen for a couple of decades, sure.
Yeah, and so President Ross is a little sad because he's now estranged from his daughter, Betty Ross. Remember her from The Incredible Hulk almost 20 years ago?
Wait, is this a Captain America sequel or an Incredible Hulk sequel?
Well, sir, that's none of your business.
What?
So anyway, Captain America and Falcon get invited to this summit by the president, and they bring that old super soldier Isaiah Bradley with them.
Okay.
But then during the summit, he and a couple of other people get mind controlled and try to kill the president.
Oh no, how'd they get mind controlled?
Well, turns out Stearns has a big old scrotum brain now, because he was exposed to Bruce Banner's blood in The Incredible Hulk almost 20 years ago.
Did you say scrotum brain?
And he's so smart, he can do all kinds of things, like calculate probabilities real good.
Oh, so he's like always right about the things that are gonna happen?
Rarely, if ever.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Isaiah Bradley gets arrested, and this former Black Widow, who's the head of Ross's security, she stops the other mind-controlled people.
Oh, that's cool. I'm gonna cast someone distractingly small to play her.
Great. Wait, what? Why?
So then what happens?
Well, Sam starts to investigate, and he gets ambushed by Sidewinder from the Serpent Society, who he had a little run-in with earlier in the movie.
Okay.
So then there's gonna be this cool action scene where it's gonna be like, oh no, is Captain America gonna be able to beat up this guy in his mid-60s?
Is he?
He is.
Beating up senior citizens is tight.
So through that guy, they find out about this old black site where they find old scrotum brain Samuel Stearns.
Please stop saying that.
Yeah, and so it turns out that President Ross had, like, fully blamed the events of The Incredible Hulk almost 20 years ago on Stearns and kept him imprisoned here.
Why?
Well, he made him use his intelligence to help make him president, and then he said he'd pardon him, but he totally didn't.
Rude.
Yeah, and so Stearns is pretty upset about that and wants to sabotage him.
Kinda understandable.
So Stearns mind controls some fighter pilots and creates a big old conflict with Japan around the Celestial Island.
Uh-oh.
So Captain America surfs on a missile and saves the day, but Falcon gets hurt.
Oh.
Yeah, because I don't really want him in the third act of the movie.
Why not?
Well, because this is a Captain America movie. It's his journey. He's the one who has to be present while Thaddeus Ross has a character arc.
Got it.
But before that third act, Bucky Barnes is gonna show up.
Oh boy, they're gonna team up again?
No, he just gives Sam a little pep talk and leaves. He's gotta go.
Oh, he's not gonna help out.
No, he's busy. He's got other stuff to do.
Okay.
So anyway, then there's gonna be this big reveal that Stearns was actually giving Ross little doses of gamma radiation through these heart pills he was making for him.
And what does that mean?
It means that the frickin' president's gonna turn into frickin' Red Hulk.
Oh, there's our trailer right there.
Wait, no, no, no.
There's our poster. There's our marketing.
Well, this whole movie's kinda leading up to that as a big reveal.
Big Red Hulk. Oh boy, that's a movie people wanna see.
That really takes the wind out of my air sails.
Hulk smash!
Okay, so anyway, all the Secret Service agents, they start shooting at the Hulk, but that's not doing anything.
They just immediately start firing at the president?
They do.
Huh.
So now Captain America starts fighting him, and he brings them over to these cherry blossoms where Ross said he used to go with his daughter.
Okay.
And he tries to talk him down, but it doesn't work. He is simply too angry and hulky.
Yikes. Well, gonna be tough to beat him now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see, they're gonna fight a little bit, and then Sam's gonna talk him down.
Didn't he just try that?
Well, yeah, but this time it works.
Why?
Because.
Well, okay then.
So then he resigns as president and voluntarily puts himself inside that big raft prison, and his daughter's gonna show up to visit him. Well, if we're gonna have a Betty Ross cameo, why not have her be the one to show up at the cherry blossoms and have that be the reason the speech works this time?
He showed up in so Stearns.
Oh yeah, what happened with Stearns? How do they stop him?
Oh, he turned himself in. He's all done.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, movie's done, so he stopped trying to do stuff.
Well, that's nice of him.
Oh, he is gonna have a post-credit scene where he's in the raft and he tells Sam, hey, did you know there are gonna be more movies in the future? Stuff's gonna happen.
Very cool.
Hey, should we have Bruce Banner show up since this movie seems to be wrapping up a bunch of his storylines?
No.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Oh, I mean, we've got Captain America, we've got a big old Red Hulk. I think Marvel is back, baby.
Yeah, people are gonna go nuts for this.
So, you have some new Marvel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's time to put an end to Phase 6. Or 5?
I think it might be 4.
Is it 4?
Maybe it's 5. You know, nobody knows for sure.
Hmm.
Okay, now I have to say, things have not been super great around here recently, and I have a little bit of fear that my butt might be in danger.
No worries, sir. This is gonna turn all that around. It's called Thunderbolts Asterisk.
Asterisk? I just said I'm afraid my butt's in danger.
No, like an asterisk, like a little symbol?
Oh, okay. Wait, why would we put that at the end of a title?
Because there's gonna be a big twist at the end where it turns out this team we're following in this movie, they weren't the Thunderbolts, they were the new Avengers.
Oh, that is a nice surprise.
Thank you.
I'm gonna tell everyone as soon as the movie comes out.
What?
So what happens in this thing?
Well, Yelena's doing missions for that Valentina boss lady, but she's sad because she feels like life is meaningless.
Oh, has she not heard of money? Because that's what gives my life meaning.
Right.
I shouldn't say just money, also things.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess she hasn't heard of money or things, so she's sad.
That is sad.
So Valentina sends Yelena on a new mission, but she's got something up her sleeve.
Is it elbows?
Well, technically, yes.
I knew it.
But also, she sent all her field agents to the same place to have them kill each other.
Uh-oh, which agents?
We're talking freaking Ghost, U.S. Agent, Taskmaster.
Oh, Taskmaster. You know, I've been wanting to see more of Taskmaster on the big screen.
Yeah, so Taskmaster immediately gets shot in the head and dies.
Oh, my God.
So all these characters are fighting, and they accidentally let this character Bob out of the container he was in, so he's like, hi, I'm Bob. That means nothing to me.
But then it turns out this room's an incinerator, and Valentina wants to burn them all to cover her tracks.
How do they figure that out?
A 2-minute timer appears, and it starts getting warm.
Probably shouldn't have put a timer on the wall for the incinerees to see.
I guess this was a timer that she also wanted incinerated?
That makes sense. So does Ghost go through the wall and let them all out?
Well, actually, Valentina has this sound thing installed to stop Ghost from doing just that.
Very smart. Gonna be tough for them to get out now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, the power source for the thing is in the room with them, so they destroy that and Ghost is good to go.
Probably shouldn't have put that in the room with them.
I guess this was a power source that Valentina also wanted incinerated.
That makes sense.
So then there's gonna be this thing of, oh, is Ghost gonna come back and help them? But then she does.
Okay.
And then one by one, each character has a moment almost exactly like that, and they escape.
Aha, sounds like they're a reluctant team now.
That's exactly what they are.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
But then Valentina and her team are there, so Bob sacrifices himself so they can escape.
Well, that's nice of him.
Turns out he's freaking bulletproof and he can fly and he's got a bunch of powers.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, we'll get back to that later. But then Red Guardian shows up and picks up the team.
How does he know where they are?
Well, see, he's a limo driver now and he was driving Valentina around and overheard the whole plan.
Valentina doesn't vet her drivers at all?
Not even a little bit. In fact, his limo company's called Red Guardian Limo Service.
Literally the superhero name of the father of one of her main operatives.
Yeah, she should have caught that one.
But she didn't.
Anyway, so he picks them up, but then they all get apprehended by Bucky.
He's from like 8 other MCU projects.
He sure is, sir. And in this movie, he's a congressman, but he doesn't like it.
How come?
Because it's stupid and he prefers punching things.
That makes sense. Why'd he even do that in the first place?
Unclear, but he also wants to stop Valentina, so he joins the squad.
What are they, some kind of suicide squad?
For legal purposes, no, they are not.
Right.
Well, it'll be nice to have a super soldier serum guy on the team with the other super soldier serum guy and the other super soldier serum guy.
Yeah, making it a three-pack.
So now Bob is with Valentina because she wants to make him into a superhero she can control.
Okay.
But the thing is, he doesn't even know how to control his powers.
So what does Valentina do?
She tells him, hey, learn to control your powers, and he does that pretty much immediately.
Well, okay, that was pretty straightforward.
It was, and the thing about this guy that we're just gonna kind of explain right before it happens is that he's got a god complex, so she compliments him, and that means she's in control of him.
Just like that?
Just like that. So she calls him Sentry, and when the team shows up to stop Valentina, he kicks all their butts.
Oh boy, a very powerful former Bob.
But then he realizes, hey, why am I listening to this lady? And he turns her on.
What?
Sorry, he turns on her. Oh, that makes a ton more sense. So Valentina's assistant uses a kill switch on Sentry, and her and Valentina get out of there. They don't stick around a minute to make sure he's actually dead.
Well, listen, sir, nobody's ever done that in a movie, and we're not about to be the first.
That's a good point. So anyway, it turns out that this kill switch triggered something inside of Sentry and turned him into this dark, shadowy, void version of himself.
Oh, I have one of those following me around.
Really? Because this is like a metaphor for depression and whatnot.
Oh, mine just tells me to do things.
Say that something is tight.
Something is tight.
What?
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 Anyway, so this freaking void character starts attacking everybody in New York City. I mean, if people are still living in New York City at this point, they have, like, no self-preservation instinct.
Yeah, so he starts turning all these danger magnets into shadows.
What do you mean?
Well, it seems like they're dead, but really they get sent to these shadow places called shame rooms.
I've got one of those set up in my basement, if you know what I mean.
Gross. So everybody gets sent to these places where they gotta, like, relive their worst moments.
Uh-oh.
So Yelena and the team voluntarily go down there, and they find Bob.
How?
By finding Bob.
Nice.
So Bob starts, like, beating up his shadow self, but it's not working.
So what do they do?
Well, the team all gets together and give him a big hug and tell him that he's not alone, and so that calms him down, and the day is saved.
So we're doing two movies in a row where the big main conflict is resolved by getting somebody to calm down a little bit.
That's right, and then Valentina presents them to the press as the new Avengers.
Amazing. So what do you think?
Well, I mean, technically, this is an Avengers movie, so technically, this is gonna be a monster at the box office.
The biggest we've seen in a while. Wild.
So, you have a new show for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
I read the title of your email, and I gotta say, I'm super pumped about this idea.
Well, great.
So tell me, what the heck is Breast Games anyway?
What?
What is it?
No, it's Beast Games, sir.
Oh. But it's hosted by Mr. Breast?
No, Mr. Beast.
Oh, okay. I completely misread that email. I guess I'll still hear you out.
Okay, well, sir, see, Mr. Beast is like the most popular YouTuber in the world, right?
Oh, popularity. That can translate into money.
Yeah, and this guy's all about money. He gives away a ton of cash and sells so much stuff to kids.
I like the cut of this guy's jib.
What the hell's a jib?
That's a boat thing. Rich people understand. I'll talk to Mr. Breast about it.
Okay.
So what's this show?
Well, we'd have Mr. Beast make like the ultimate game show.
Oh. What does that mean?
Well, it basically means he'd do Squid Game, but for real. He's really into Squid Game.
I don't think we'll be able to kill any contestants. We haven't reached that level of dystopia just yet, but we're working on it.
All right, I guess. We could just have them drop from platforms or walk away sadly.
That sounds fine.
So this show would have a big cash prize, and we'd start with 1,000 contestants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's gonna be so many of them that Mr. Beast's gonna keep looking at them like, wow, they look like ants, or wow, they look like a horde of zombies.
Hey, that's a little dehumanizing.
Kinda.
Dehumanizing the peasants is tight.
So he's gonna dangle a bunch of money in front of these people and get them to show the worst sides of themselves.
Wow, it really is like Squid Game.
Yeah, except for real. He's also gonna have guards with masks like in Squid Game, and he's gonna have a hoodie like the Game Master. The players are gonna be numbered.
Amazing. Hey, do you think it's a red flag that he watched Squid Game and identified not with the players, but with the people running the games?
No, I do not.
Great, just checking. So I guess there's gonna be players that the viewers can identify with.
Well, whoa, not for a while.
What?
Well, with 1,000 players, it's not like we could really get to know any of them until most of them are eliminated, and that'll take multiple episodes.
I guess that's fine. People will eventually care. So what are these games?
Well, we're gonna start with everybody on squares, and then we're gonna see if we can bribe some of them to eliminate themselves.
Okay.
And so then, some people, they're gonna do that. They'll leave.
What's the game?
I'm getting to the game.
Sorry.
So then there's like rows of the remaining people.
Okay.
And then one person per row has to self-eliminate, or the whole row gets eliminated.
So that's like...
So people are gonna scream at each other and peer
pressure each other, and lots of people are going to cry because a lot of people will have joined the show to try and get them and their families out of poverty.
That is pretty hilarious.
And then we get to unceremoniously drop them through trap doors into the abyss like human props for our amusement.
I do want to watch that happen. So what was the game, though?
I'm getting to the game.
Are you? Because so far it just sounds like convincing people to leave the show on their own.
This is the game now.
All right, I'm listening.
Then the remaining people have to build little stacks with some blocks, and the 100 people whose stacks fall, they gotta leave.
Oh, yeah, all right. I mean, that's something, kinda.
And then we're gonna try to bribe the people that are left to leave.
We're bribing again. Okay.
Yeah, but if you accept the bribe, your whole row is eliminated.
So is this Mr. Beast show just Mr. Beast trying to get people to leave his Mr. Beast show?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Okay.
Also, people trying to get each other to leave the show with words.
All right, maybe I'm not getting it. Maybe tell me about some other stuff you had planned.
We're also gonna have this thing where there are a bunch of people in groups of threes placed in cubes, right?
Right.
And each group has to convince one person amongst themselves to leave the show. Or like people are split into big groups and put up on these big towers.
Oh, towers. That sounds promising.
Yeah, and each team needs to convince people from their own group to just leave the show.
Oh my god. Okay, are there games where that does not happen?
Yeah, there's like a game where everybody has to try to drop a red ball at the correct time, and a game where it's like trivia questions. There's a potato sack race.
Oh, well, at least this show won't be too expensive to make if it's just little party games like that.
It's gonna be the most expensive reality show ever made.
Wait, what?
Well, I'm thinking it might be nice to build a city.
You want to build a city?
Yeah, Mr. Beast likes that kind of thing, so I figure we build an entire city for these players to, like, you play with little red balls.
All right, well, I guess we can build an entire city so Mr. Beast can have people peer pressure each other into leaving and play with little red balls.
Amazing.
But there's got to be some spectacle in this thing, okay? Kick it up a notch.
Way ahead of you. I was thinking there'd be a pirate ship game where the players have to fire real cannons.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
Yeah, so that's gonna be really fun.
That does sound fun.
And obviously we'll have Mr. Beast try to bribe them into not doing it.
What?
Well, if someone volunteers to leave the show, then we just won't do that thing.
So they'll be standing at the cannons, but if one of them wants some money, they're just not gonna touch the cannons?
That's right, and then we'll also have a little side quest where people try to win an island.
What are you talking about?
Like, if some people want, they could try to win an island, or else they just go, like, hang out at a resort for a couple of days.
What does one even do with an island as a prize?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
And at a certain point, I was thinking we have Lil Yachty show up.
Who?
He's a rapper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he'll be there for one of the games.
And what's he gonna do?
He's gonna be there for one of the games.
He's gonna play?
No.
He'll perform?
No. He'll just stand around and watch and not say much of anything at all.
And I guess the contestants are gonna freak out because they'll be such big fans?
Well, you know, if they even know who he is, there's a good chance they don't, and then they'll have no reaction whatsoever. But that's a risk we're gonna take.
Why?
Because.
That works.
And so then as more and more players leave, we'll finally get to know some of the players and their stories and why they're doing the show, and people will be able to start rooting for them.
Wow, well, sounds like the last few episodes are gonna be pretty sweet.
Yeah, and we'll have them play games against each other and form alliances and lie and cheat.
Savage. Savage, even.
Yes, sir. I can't emphasize enough how much better the show's gonna get with fewer contestants.
Well, how about we start with less contestants and have the whole show be good?
Hey, shut up, and that's all gonna lead to the grand finale.
Oh, boy. What's the big spectacle of a final game?
A fierce head-to-head competition between the two final players where there's like briefcases and the money's in one of the briefcases and they have to like hide it from each other.
Oh, like running around, like zipping around the towers?
No, like on a table, but the other person's not allowed to look.
Right.
Something wrong?
I don't know. I think it might be tough to get people to enjoy the show you've described to me.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, I'm thinking we give away the biggest cash prize in TV history.
Oh.
Because as you know, if you break a record with a thing, that thing is automatically good.
Is that how that works?
It might be.
Well, then let's just go all in on that then.
Throw enough money at this thing and it'll get number one on some lists.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.